chat. Live healthy, live whole, live it in destiny. Loving you, Dr. Gina. Mind, body, and soul. Talk about what's on your heart. Be free, encouraging, creatively. She does it all. Loving Dr. Gina. Dr. Gina's Radio Chat.
Good morning, everyone, and thank you for tuning in to Dr. Gina's Radio Chat. I am so delighted to be with you, the listeners all over the world today. How excited are you to be joining in with me? I have such a great show today. So happy. Today is sunny today. I always give you the weather report. I'm just going to get right into it because we got so much show today. First, before I give you the weather reports, I want to tell you what's going on today. We got Anthony Hamilton on here, a pre-recorded interview with him that I did on Sunday. He was actually supposed to be with us on Wednesday, and we waited and waited. And the thing is that he got delayed with a change of travel times along with a mix-up with the time. But he was such a gentleman, so gracious and so determined to make sure he didn't let the listeners down. So he did an interview with me right after his amazing performance on Sunday evening. So if you have never seen Anthony Hamilton live, you need to go and see him live. I'm telling you, it is quite an event. He has a song, Amen. I know you heard the hit song, Amen. And his just remix of that with the band and the background singers, I'm telling you, it's got a little rock and roll funk to it. I had such a great time. And also with the comedian, he was great. I mean, just a great time. It was a great time there. And so, anyway, we got that interview going on. And then my gospel songstress and author, Autumn Cannon, is going to be joining us. Oh, my gosh, she's worked with Fred Hammond. She's worked with Pastor Shirley Caesar, the Clock Sisters, her music. You've heard it on air in over 162 radio stations throughout the nation. God is really rapidly moving her onward and upward and just all for his glory. So I'm excited about that. And also, not to ever leave out, my main man, celebrity comedian A-Train. He's got a whole list of trending topics that he's going to share with us today. Always got something funny to share with us. Always got something to share. And also with updated dates and things like that. So you definitely don't want to miss this show today. Please tell a friend. Again, I want to thank all the listeners, 500,000 plus listeners, and we're still growing worldwide. I'm so excited about the double portion. Since 2 years ago, double portion, I'm super excited about what God is doing. So it is totally amazing me every day. And also, what else? There's some other stuff going on. So we got that going on. And so the weather, it is sunny today, actually, 67 degrees right now. It is no clouds in the sky, a high of 81 today here in D.C. and Detroit, Michigan, my hometown, mostly sunny, 73 degrees. Your high, and you're going to be coming cloudy later, is going to be 78 degrees. And we also have in Richmond, VA, we have you at a 75 degrees and an 82 high is your high for today. Let's see, Jacksonville, Florida. Love my Jacksonville, Florida crew. That's your A-Train this time, cloudy. 81 degrees, but your high is going to be 82. I don't see any showers. You're just going to be having a cloudy day. Dallas, where Autumn is from, it is 80 degrees, and a high 88 is the degrees for the day. So listen, just to let you all know, it is a sunny day no matter what's going on, and I have to tell you, the devil is busy, okay, in every way that he can come. Let me tell you that you are not alone. If you are experiencing all kind of, you know, hindrances, delays, confusion, you take authority against that and bind the enemy right now in the name of Jesus and just Let him know who is boss and who is in control and have the final say. His ultimate goal is to get you frustrated, aggravated, and want to eventually either walk away from God's divine purpose, or he wants to commit, cause confusion and break up relationships, or even just for you to be uprooted in any place. Maybe it's a job, maybe it's your home, you know, maybe it's not with be without a car. Just remind yourself who blessed you, and the only person that can take it away from you is God. And if he ain't said it, it's over, then it ain't over. So just keep that in mind. Remind the devil who you are, but mostly who you belong to and who you are, so he would know that your foot is on his neck and that he is defeated in the name of Jesus. And I'm ministering this to myself because we all tend to grow weary and well-doing, no matter what it looks like on the outside, no matter what is going on and how you can celebrate so many things that God is doing. It never stops the process. This is the process, is that we have warfare against our adversary. It never stops. It always continues to grow. So no matter how high on the mountain you are, remember Moses had demonic influences down there creating a golden calf while he was getting the word of God to bring them down forth to them. And so the Israelites, I just want to remind you of that, is that no matter what you're doing, the enemy is always going to be busy behind the scenes. It's about how you react to the situation. And if you got to cry, you can cry. But don't ever, ever, ever give up. And don't ever relinquish your title in the kingdom, because you are a royal priesthood. And you have to remember that the devil is just, he's a small speck compared to how big our God is. And so I just want you to know that he was once an employee of God and got fired. And that's why he's our enemy this day, because he chose to be about himself and not to be about the kingdom. He could never be like God. So no matter how much his lies look like or sound like, it is something from the Lord. You remain in God and you remain steadfast, and you keep seeking the Lord so you can know truth from the lie, because we cannot fall into any fabrication. We have to keep on moving in God's truth, because it is his truth that will set us free. So I hope and pray that this has blessed somebody right now, because this is what is happening in the body of Christ. It's not just me. It's the body of Christ. It's your neighbors. It's your coworkers. It's your church. It's the body of the body of Christ. Your sister, your brother in Christ. So I just want to keep that you to keep that in mind. So as we continue to go on, right now we're going to be getting ready for the interview that I had. As I shift gears real quick, just amen and shout about it and get busy with it. Just relax and just know that God is in control. But right now we're going to shift gears into the interview that I had with Anthony Hamilton this Sunday. And just hear what he has to say about how the music industry has changed and how he's making it work for him. All right, here we go.
Well, thank you, Anthony, so much for being on Dr. Gina's Radio Chat. I just saw the performance. It was amazing. Everybody was just so waiting for you to come on, and the energy was so hot and so live. And so you have been such a just someone to watch and see, and people say that you're actually like the modern day Al Green for us. That's some big shoes, but you have truly done a lot of great work. And so speaking now about your most recent project, can you tell the listeners more about that project, the name of it? And
Well, the latest one is What I'm Feeling. And it's a great body of work. Probably like my ninth album. I'm excited. I'm excited that people enjoyed it.
Yes, I'm excited too, because again, you have done hit after hit after hit. And you know, every time I turn around, I've actually been wanting you to come on Dr. Gina's Radio Chat for about a year and a half now.
Well, why y'all ain't called me?
Well, you know what? Joe Meacham tried to reach out.
Oh, Joe? Okay.
Yeah, so you know, he's my manager, so he's been trying to reach out to you. But you've been on tour, so understandably, you have been on the move from one tour to the next. Are you, is this an actual tour, you're just doing dates?
We've had a cluster of one-off dates.
Okay.
From Thursday to Sunday. And I've been a lot of them. It feels like a tour.
Yes.
It's every weekend, every week.
Yes.
But yeah, the one-offs.
Okay. Yeah. Well, on Dr. Gina's radio chat, we just kind of, you know, have all of the artists come on and be able to give some kind of inspiration to the listeners, because it's a lot of young people, especially from where you're from in the South and everywhere, that want to start off in the music industry. And, you know, can you tell them, give them a little piece of advice on how they can get started, and just what do you feel about the industry?
Well, the industry is always changing. Mm-hmm. It's always changing. You have to be able to you know, change with it.
Right.
Evolve and grow and reinvent yourself. And it's so important if you want to get into the business to be able to, you know, to go with the flow, go against the current, be creative, be an individual, and just have passion. And the most important thing is you have to expose your talent. You can't, nobody knows to support you if you don't expose your talent.
So I had Eddie Levert on like a couple of few weeks ago, and he was saying that the industry has changed so much that you used to just put out good music and people would buy your music. Now it's like it's a lot of giving away samples and things like that. Do you find that that's where it's come now with social media and things like that?
Yeah, because there's easy access to get to material now.
Okay.
You know, it's you know, album sales are down because of the internet.
The internet, wow.
Whereas, you know, you can get to your fans quicker, but they can get the music quicker and easier without your, you know, without your permission. So you have to find a smart way to get it out to them and still make money off of it, whether it be touring or, you know, ringtones or whatever.
Yeah.
You just got to reinvent the way.
You have to really get this internet system down. And if you can't get it down by yourself, it's going to be an investment to get a team. Yeah, you got to get a team. Well, listen, this has been so amazing. I told you I wasn't going to take up most of your time. Again, like I said, the show was amazing. He gave that Amen version. I would actually buy that.
Thank you.
That was, I loved it. It was like a little rock and roll. I don't know. It was just so dope. Anyway. I loved it, and I love your band and your background singer. So anyway, again, I'm not going to hold you up. I so appreciate you taking this time to talk to the listeners and inspire them and everything. So listen, you got to go ahead and check out his new project, and you got to just stay connected because he's going to be in a place near you. Soon, trust me, because he's every weekend. You can't hardly keep your hands on him because he's so busy. So anyway, make sure you, what's your social media information?
Instagram, Anthony Hamilton Official, Twitter, Hamilton Anthony, and Facebook, I think it's Anthony Hamilton Music.
Okay. Yeah. Well, go check them out. All right. Well, thank you so much for being on Dr. Gina's radio chat. And you know what? You are so welcome to come on anytime.
Thank you so
if you got any passion that you want to talk about, anything you want to, you know, share with the listeners, you're always welcome. You're a friend to the family.
Thank you so much.
All right. Well, thank you so much. Bye-bye.
Well, I just love interviewing Anthony Hamilton. He's so cool and laid back. He is so cool and laid back. So it was really, really fun after his performance and just what he gave the audience. And it was just amazing. So I'm just so glad that he followed through. Like I said, I want to give a big shout out to his manager, Eli. You made it happen, man, my buddy. I'm so excited that we crossed paths. And I just thank God for you. Joe Meacham, my manager, hooked it up with Eli, and Eli made sure that Anthony was, you know, in the rhythm of things. And, you know, with all the things that he has going on, like he said, he's always on the move, always on tour. Everybody loves him, from the church to R&B to jazz to blues. Everybody loves some Anthony Hamilton. So he can tour by himself like he did, or he can be with Fantasia or anybody for that matter, and he's gonna get sold out seats. And that's just what it was in Florence, North Carolina, and any opportunity for Florence, South Carolina, I'm sorry. And any opportunity, shout out to Florence. Any opportunity that I get to go back out there or any show that he's doing, I am going to be there for sure. Anyway, so let's go right into Why Not Me by my songstress, my songwriter and author, Autumn Cannon, my girl. She's going to be joining us right after this. I want you to get a sample if you haven't heard Why Not Me, playing right now.
Hot tears fall down from my eyes to my ears to my pillow, and no one is there.
all of my life, and I cry in desperation. So I ask, Lord.
Well, all right. Hi, Autumn. How are you?
I'm fine. Hello, hello, hello.
Well, hello to you. And I am so glad that you were able to join us today on Dr. Gina's Radio Chat. Girl, you got such a beautiful, beautiful voice.
Oh, thank you. That means a lot. It's all good.
Yes, it is. And I was reading about your testimony, and you say that you wrote in tears, and you were telling the story about how you've gone through so many different situations, relationship-wise, rejection, you said infidelity, things like that, abuse. You know, tell us a little, and the book is also called Why Not Me, and it's about your conversations with the Lord, right? So tell us about that. How did that come about?
Well, you know, I've had one of those upbringings. A lot of times people say, you know, some of the things that they go through or the things that happen may be a result of one of their upbringings or the way they were raised. And I actually had a very wonderful upbringing. and a very wonderful upbringing. My troubles and issues and problems didn't seem to happen until after I graduated college and became a real adult. It actually had to get hit with life directly head on. And so, yes, I've been through, I always say, every woman's story, from abuse to rape to bad relationships to just a whole lot of situations. And what has happened is those situations I've been able to take and turn it into my testimony and sharing with other people about how good God is and how he can bring you through. The song, what God spoke to me about 5 years ago, because I would always ask God why. We're always asking him, why me? And he answered simply, why not you? Because I was able to take those situations and flip them back and be able to help someone else. So why not me? Why not allow me to go through things so that I can help other people? So the journey has been amazing. The book actually... I always tell people God will give you this GPS. He serves as a GPS to be able to maneuver through situations. And I'm a dreamer. He speaks to me through dreams. Mm-hmm. So for each chapter of the book talks about a different testimony, a different situation that's happened, and then to show how God spoke to me in those situations and what the outcome was. So he did tell me about 8 years ago that every piece of music that I put out, that I should put out a book with it as well.
Wow, that is, you know, and I love that, Autumn, because, you know, people get stuck on one thing, you know, and I'm noticing that, you know, if you just allow God to when he says he's going to expand your territory, it's so much meaning to that. It doesn't just mean a bigger house with more land. It means, you know, more avenues of ministry. If you're in music, then some people may not listen to music, but they love to read. And there is the message still being relayed across the board. And then you get the readers to come and listen to the music and the music people to come and read the book, you know, and it's just you're crossing, you know, but look at how God does that. And there's so many more things that I can see opportunity for you. I mean, screenwriting, music, writing for other artists, you know, present, you're connected with the movie producer, hint, hint. So you never know. You never know. Listen, she's connected heavily with Fred Hammond. I'm going to leave it with that. So, you know, she's already in the door. She's all up in the mix. So you never know what's going to come about that, because you're connected to someone that God has actually expanded, not just from singing and songwriting and producing, but movie production and selling, restoring cars. I mean, he's doing everything.
And, you know, it's definitely been an amazing journey. I'll say I am the executive assistant to Fred Hammond, as well as his background singer. And I've learned so much from him. I've learned a lot about the industry. And so God has used him to be very important in my life. So, thanks, Fred Hammond.
Yes, we give you all thanks, and thanks for your obedience and your impartation, all of that God has set you up to do for my sis, Autumn. But, you know, I know that you're on radio stations. Read your press kit. I know you got, you're being heard over 162 radio stations. What was that like for you to get that on air?
You know, it's hard.
It ain't easy.
It ain't easy at all. I think that the key is definitely, the relationship and landing that right radio shopper, the one that's who's going to get it, on the station. And I know it's not easy for them. I have tried myself so that I could know what the journey would be like, and no, it's not easy at all. But I am definitely amazed. The reports that I've gotten back that, they're loving it. So I do appreciate the support from everyone about the song, because it truly is a testimony. It's anointed. God is directly in it.
Yes. Well, it's definitely favor. Like you said, it's difficult because you got record executives that actually push, like you said, you try to do it yourself, and it's hard. It's even hard for record executives to do it and push their music. I mean, push their artist's music, for the radio stations to put it in rotation and things like that. So it's definitely nothing but favor. But I want to go back a little bit, Autumn, because it was a point that I wanted to make as far as you said that you were raised in a good home, meaning that you didn't have any troubled issues in your home, right? Which is, we can say God bless you for that. There's so many stories about those that have not had that opportunity to be raised in a good home. And so for you to know this, how do you think the transition went about where you made that decision, or life just happened? When things started to go wrong, how old were you when that happened? And where were you at mentally, emotionally? What were you looking for, if anything? Can you tell the listeners how, because some people might be in that situation you're in right now, especially as young adults that may have came from a two-parent home, and then all of a sudden life just happened and they're looking like, how in the world did I get here?
Wow, that's a good question. And I was about 23 years old. A lot of it just kind of falls in line with the wrong crowd, not being strong spiritually. We all have that point where we're strong spiritually and then we fall off, and then we come back, make our way back later on. So one of those things, I was young, fresh out of college, had just gotten my first full-time job, so I was, I guess what they say, smelling yourself.
Right.
One of those situations. And so I just, allowed things to happen. And then I wasn't honest with my parents all the time about, things happen. As a young person, we don't listen to our parents that much, and then when we get to where we feel like we're adults and we can handle situations ourselves, it's always good to have, I say that consultant. I'm 38 years old now, and before I make a major decision, I still will talk to my father. To ask for that type of advice. But I lost a lot of that connection along the way because I was just stubborn and just didn't want to talk to them about certain situations, because in my mind, my parents are just stupid. That's the way we think.
Let me ask you this. So your parents raised you up. You were in ministry. You were raised a believer. Is that what you're saying? Mm-hmm. That you were raised as a believer. Absolutely. So you knew about prayer. You knew the word, and it was in you. So basically, with even with pastors' kids, people that's in the ministry, maybe leadership or whatever, or just regular tithers or regular goers, believers nonetheless, raising up children. I understand that there are some temptations that of curiosity, possibly, and then, getting with the wrong crowd and thinking that you can handle the situation, and maybe you really didn't want. I'm just saying, I'm speaking to somebody out there, may not be your story, but could you relate to this possibly, that maybe at that moment you just don't want to know the truth because you've been, doing so well, you're just kind of, you're tempted, you're curious, what's going on over here?
Right.
Is that because see, you can lose that accountability by not wanting to just know the truth. You know what they're gonna say. You know doggone well they're gonna say. You know this and you know that, and you know about God, and you know He wouldn't want. You know that those answers are coming. And a lot of times because I do that even as an adult. If it's something
that I'm in,
I won't even talk to my spiritual mom about it because I want to fix it, or I'm not ready for it to be fixed. So I wait until it's over, and then I'll share it with her, and then she'll tell me, but I already knew because God showed it to me and I was praying for you the whole time. And I say, oh, Lord. And then, you know, absolutely.
In the back of our minds, we always know the truth. We know the truth. I know what my parents taught me, and I did. I lost that accountability because I could have gotten it just by simply opening my mouth.
Yep. And saved a lot of time. But guess what? God already knew. And it's the experiences that's going to help to set the captives free. So it's not just by chance. And sometimes, you know, we don't understand grace. But grace is so where, you know, God already knew what you're going to do before you did it. And thank God for those that He has aligned by your side, faithfully interceding for you behind the scenes when you don't even know it or realize it. But He's also grooming you in that mess anyhow. And look at how your testimony now is. He's trusted you with His soul that, you know, you've been obedient to what He told you to do. You could have said, no, I really don't, you know, I don't think my music is going to get played, or no, I don't think, you know, I don't know about writing a book. I'm not a writer. You could have stopped at any of those negative thoughts if you had any, but somebody out there may have had these negative thoughts, but you obeyed.
You know, I had them.
but you obeyed, Autumn. And so this is why, even through all of everything, He still kept giving you responsibility, even though we mess up, even though we don't tell everything, even though we try to fix it ourselves. He already knows all of that. Wouldn't you agree?
Absolutely. He definitely knows everything. The one thing I learned, it is, listen, I can't do it without Him. God, you have to guide me the whole way, because I'm gonna mess up something. So you have to guide me the whole way. I just thank you for the GPS. But the thing is, it's very important that we have to tap in, though. If we want Him to, he's always talking to us. But if we want to be in a position where we can listen and we can hear Him, we have to tap into it. We have to give it all to Him. We have to trust Him. You know, because I'm from Mississippi. I'm from a large farm in a small town in Mississippi, in the middle of nowhere. How did I get here?
It's amazing. It's amazing. Well, I'm so glad that we crossed paths. Like I said, you've worked with some of everyone. You've come across in contact with some of everybody. You're blessed, you know, being under the Fred Hammond administration. I would say, what do you call that? I mean, you're going to be on a Fortune 500 in a minute, Forbes book, because you're in everything. But I love the fact that God has connected you with that, because it's business sense, and it's all God, you know what I mean? And so I just thank God. God, for you being connected with that, and I know you're you know, just knowing that God is blessing you. But again, everybody, like Autumn said, and I agree with her, you have to stay connected no matter what. If you fall, get up, repent, and just keep on talking to God and let Him know, you know, that you want to be right, and just let Him make you right. You know what I'm saying? That's all you can do. But Autumn, tell everybody how they can get in touch with you on social media and all of that.
Well, all of my single is on all digital media outlets, so iTunes, or if you have Google Play, it's on Amazon. You can go to Pandora. It's YouTube. It's everywhere, all digital media outlets. The book you can also get from Amazon. You can go online to Barnes & Noble. But if you want to get in touch with me, my name on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, Autumn Cannon. Cannon is spelled like C-A-N-N-O-N. And then, so you can order a physical copy of the book by going to my website at autumninworship.com.
Say it again, Autumn, because we lost you there. Say that one more time, that last part.
Okay. Oh, you can get it, autumninworship.com. That's AUTUMNINworship.com. So you can actually get a physical copy of the book directly from me. You would get a signed copy. Or you can get it on Amazon.
Well, and listen, go and follow her. And all you MegaFest goers that are going to the MegaFest, when can they see you performing with Fred? What nights are you going to, or days are you performing?
Well, Fred has quite a few. Quite a few. He's performing for at least 4 or 5 events during MegaFest. And I'm not exactly which ones exactly I will be on stage for, but he's going to be performing for Manpower and Women That Aren't Loose. And, oh, my goodness. There's also a film festival portion of it, so that's on Saturday.
Okay.
So if you want to definitely check that out, you can come and watch a snippet of his film, as well as we're going to perform, I know, on that day. Also, he's going to be there Friday for the comedy show doing music, so it's Fred Hammond MegaFest.
I know, that's right. Listen, I love it. I love it. Okay, so you guys have a ball. I wish I was there. I'm so glad that we crossed paths. You are welcome on Dr. Gina's Radio Chat any single time that you need to come on and let everybody know what's going on. So, okay, so just know that. And I love you. And go and follow my sister. She is thebomb.com. She's got a message she's got a message that will bless you. So, you know, just go ahead and do that. Are you excited about MegaFest, though, actually, while I'm got you on the phone?
I am. I gotta say this though. No sleep. I'll sleep after MegaFest.
Oh yeah.
It's pretty huge. But I'm very excited.
Oh, that's so good. I wish I was there. But anyway, okay. So thank you so much, Autumn, for joining us. I hope you enjoyed your time with Dr. Gina's Radio Chat, but I know that your message and your words have been a blessing to those that are listening, and they will take that and go and get her her CD. Go on iTunes and everywhere. Go on her website. Check her out, social media. And also, if you want to know exactly where she's going to be, go on her Instagram and information, but also go on The Real Fred Hammond, because he always posts something. So if she don't know, she'll know about the same time you know. So you'll get to go and check her out this whole, because it's from this it's Wednesday until when?
I think Sunday is the last event.
Sunday's the last day. Okay, so this is going to be good. All right, well, we're getting ready to take a commercial break. Thank you so much, Autumn. Love you.
Thank you for having me. Love you too.
All right, I'll talk to you soon.
Okay, bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye.
Hi, my name is Gina R. Prince, and I am super excited about sharing with you my new fitness DVD called Health and Soul. Health and Soul, what does that mean? Well, for me, one day when I was praying and speaking with the Lord, and He ministered to me, He put that in my spirit, Health and Soul. And He said the meaning of that is that I want people to be healthy, and I want their souls to be healed and whole as well. He said wholeness. And so as the time has gone by, God has really ministered to me about what He wants from the body of Christ as far as us being whole. He wants our mind healed and whole. He wants our body healed and whole. He wants our souls healed and whole. And so this is the beginning of the journey.
How do you feel when your alarm clock goes off for work each morning? What's the first battle in your mind? Fuel up on God's Word every weekday with Dr. Steve Green's podcast, At Work with God, so that you have the strength and energy to stay kingdom-minded all day. You can also listen to Dr. Green's leadership podcast, Green Lines, for devotions on spirit-led leadership. And check out his new book, Love Leads, which will be released later this year. Imagine how you would feel after listening to daily words of hope, life, and encouragement. Find At Work with God and Green Lines on iTunes, Google Play, or cpnshows.com.
Hi, everybody. I'm Pastor Shirley Sees, and guess what? You are listening to Dr. Gina's Radio Chat. Don't touch that dial.
Well, all right. Thank you for coming back with us on Dr. Gina's Radio Chat. And joining me now is my main man, celebrity comedian all over this nation. Adrian, look, I had to add some more because your accolades is growing, boo.
What's going on, sis? What's going on?
Hey, what's happening? What's going on with you?
Good. I'm just trying to keep up with you, Miss co-host of Anthony, Mr. how should I say, what else could we put in his name before you get to his last name? Because he's Mr. All Things Soul in R&B, you know?
Yes, he is. I'm telling you, it was really, really amazing show. Gosh, A-Train, he is such a great performer. And I did steal your line with saying that he sounds like Al Green because it was so good. So I just
generation's Al Green. I'm telling you, man. I'm telling you, that brother there, he's the real deal, Dr. Gina. He is the real deal.
Real he definitely soulful, is.
You know what I'm saying? Some people, you know, you come across different artists who do what they do, you know, because, you know, it's just a thing. But when you come across people like Anthony Hamilton, it's like you realize it's like, oh, my God, this is who this cat is. You know what I'm saying? Through and through, in and out. And when he hit the stage and do what he do on the stage, man, it's mind-blowing. And then on top of that, most people, most lead singers, they're not gonna put themselves in a position where some other talent could be viewed in their space. But what Anthony did, what I appreciate what he did, he got some of the baddest backup singers it is to ever hit a stage. I mean, these guys, the Hamiltones, can go on the road for themselves. You know what I'm saying? but Anthony, he's so secure in who he is and what he has to offer. You know what I'm saying? He don't mind having a bunch of talented guys behind him, you know, doing what they do. And when the two of them come together, you got something that just can't be matched, man. You know, I mean, have you ever seen a backup group of singers as potent as Anthony Hamilton's backup?
Oh, my God. One of them sound like Prince a little bit. For the most part, the other one, I mean, they just sounded so good. As a matter of fact, they played a lot of tribute to Prince. They played a lot of like tidbits of his music and mixed it in with his stuff. But that one, Amen, have you heard that? That version of Amen, that live version that sound like a rockin'. Oh, my God. I was like, oh, man. This don't even sound like nothing like that song. Like this. Oh, my God. I was so in love. I fell in love with that version. I told him, I said, oh, my goodness, I would buy it like right now. If I could buy that right now, I would buy that right now.
I'm telling you. So I can't even imagine what your week was like, you know, being on stage and witnessing that live and everything. I saw some people on social media that participated in the ticket giveaway that you and Tracy put out, and they were all excited.
Yes, Erin.
She talked about it?
Oh, good.
Yeah, she's talking about it all on social media. So I'm just trying to let our listeners know, you know, anytime we put out, you know, I wouldn't say competition, but we put out a ticket drive or some type of contest, you know, you make sure you want to participate in it because, you know, you can be that next person that could be sitting, you know, up close and personal at a concert, you know, like what just happened with Anthony Hamilton. So to our different listeners that's out there, man, make sure you always tune in and participate because we give stuff away. So. Yeah.
All the time. I mean, mm-hmm. we do all mm-hmm. the time. And so, you know, like I said, the weekend was amazing. By the time I got to the Anthony Hamilton show, A-Train, I was so exhausted. But that energy and just him just really pushed it out of me. And also just the fact that he took the time to do the interview after such a performance. And he's so laid back. That was the thing.
Oh, yeah.
Anthony is so laid back. And cool, and he was so talking to my son and his friend and, you know, making sure that my sister's lighting was okay and making sure the camera was. I was like, wow, he is so in detail, but he's an
y'all
artist.
Y'all about the same height too, right?
I know, right? Exactly. I was a little taller because I don't have heels, but we're about the same height.
Yeah,
we're about the same size, I think, actually. Listen, my weekend was amazing, but I look up, didn't even know you was performing with D.L. Ughly and Bodacious in Nashville, Tennessee.
Oh, yeah.
Tell us about that.
Yeah, man, that was phenomenal. We were in Nashville, Tennessee at Zany's Comedy Club. And, of course, you know, it was like standing room only, you know, DL selling out shows. And we did three shows on Saturday and then two shows on Sunday. And, man, listen,
that Saturday night show, he had a 7 o'clock show, a 9:30 show, and 11:45 at night. And when he got off stage, it was 2 in the morning. I mean, he literally walked off stage 2 o'clock in the morning. So, and the room was packed, sold out, and people were having a good time. And, of course, you know, I got the opportunity to, you know, perform on that show as well. So, and then we're supposed to be in Addison Improv this weekend in Addison, Texas, out there, right up the street from Dallas. So it was phenomenal. We had a good time. Had a real good time, man. Real good time. Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. That is so amazing. It, up the street from Dallas. Y'all going to Dallas next?
Yeah, this weekend, the 30th through the 2nd. So June 30th, July 1st, and July 2nd. Be at the Addison Improv, Texas.
That is something. Well, you're touring actually with him, and you're doing the Rick Ross tour, right?
Right. We got the Don and Diva tour coming up. Actually, July 7th, we'll be in Fayetteville, North Carolina, for the Don and Diva tour. That's featuring or starring Rick Ross and K. Michelle. And I'll be hosting that concert as well. And then July 8th, we'll be in Jacksonville, Florida at the Times Union Center. And then on Sunday, July 9th, I'll be in Savannah, Georgia. It'll be Diva's Night Out. It'll be K. Michelle and Trina. And I'll be hosting that show as well. So it's July is going to be a full week, a full month for me, actually. And then, you know, once I got back from Nashville, this weekend, I got back in town about 4 o'clock Monday morning, and then had to be at the TV station at 10 that morning, you know, with China 12. I was on the First Coast Living Noonday show, and we're promoting the concert and everything that's coming up. So it's just been a nonstop day-to-day grind. You know how it is, but I am not complaining whatsoever. I am not complaining. I love it. I love it, love it, love it. So
I know.
And then, of course,
come on.
The Gusha is my birthday, the 5th of August. I'm having my birthday party as well as comedy show on the same night at the Ritz Theater. And I got Kev on stage coming in. And I'm telling you, I believe that this show will sell out because the buzz is out. People are calling. People in Nashville are talking to me about this show. I'm like, how do you know about, you know what I'm saying, the show that's going on in August in Jacksonville, you know, you up in Nashville, Tennessee. So this show is getting a lot of buzz. I got people from out of town hitting me up, and they're purchasing group tickets. They're coming in by the groups. You got some churches. They're hitting me up, and they're trying to buy up, like, rows, you know what I'm saying, for their congregation. I mean, it's like, it's crazy. I really do believe that this August 5th show, A-Train Live, The Experience, featuring Kev on stage, is going to sell out.
Yeah. Oh, so, man, I believe it, too. So you got to go and get those tickets.
Yeah, if they're listening, you may want to go ahead and get that ticket. You can get your ticket at Ticketmaster, or you can get it from the Ritz Theater box office by contacting them over the phone. You can give them a call at 904-807-2010. That's area code 904-807-2010. Or you can just go to the Ritz Theater website and get your tickets as well. So, yeah, it's moving.
Well, this is the thing. I mean, and you got to go do it because his show's been added and it's a whole series. You should go on and get your whole series if you're in that area.
Right.
Really, you should, because, I mean, it's definitely a grown folks evening out. And we don't have a lot of that. It's a lot of, you know, we need more of that. We need more grown folk night out. And, you know, like I said, we do the Anthony Hamilton or even like the, you know, R&B, things like that, and you just, or old school hip hop and stuff like that, because, you know, grown people want stuff to do too. So we're all about that, promoting and having grown folk good time. So get your series tickets if you're there, because definitely, I mean, you might get a good discount rate. I'm not sure how it goes, but, you know, go ahead and check with the ticket people. You might get a better deal buying a bulk of tickets for that season. And then you already have your tickets set up. You schedule your life around that. that. And or if you don't, right. if something come up and you can't make it, bless somebody with the tickets. But at least you got a good deal by buying the whole season, right, A-Train?
Absolutely. Yep. And just to to kind of tag on to what you're saying, basically there are four shows in this next season, and you can purchase all four shows. And when you do that at one time, they take off $5 from each show. So you save about, 20 some odd bucks, altogether if you just go ahead and buy those four shows at once, and they'll take off $5 from each of that from each show. So it's definitely a deal and something that you want to do, because the A-Train Live experience happens once a quarter. But I'm telling you, it starts off in August of this year. So that promotion is running now, and you may want to snatch them up. And we have some season ticket holders from the first season, and I got a chance to meet, a few of them. So it's really cool to see people, face-to-face that's actually out there supporting, your event. So it's awesome.
Yes, I'm looking forward to that. My efforts is to make it during that time, and I think I'm booked for my Curvation Elevation recording in Detroit that same weekend. I'm trying to make it there so bad. But listen, I want the listeners to be there to represent Dr. Gina's Radio Chat. Every last Absolutely. One of you across the board, Charleston, Savannah, Jackson, well, everybody right. in Jacksonville, Orlando. You can even come in from Miami. Shoot, I went to the Universal Circus the night of. I'm just coming off of the Miami Road. It's so close. You can go right there, have a good night, and have a good time. But listen, you and I both was busy during the BET Awards. We were busy during the Power thing, the opening of Power this Sunday. And Diddy had his movie release on the internet all in the same night. But I heard that the doggone... I heard that the BET Awards was decent. Tamar Braxton tore it up with her performance, and she did I did catch a glimpse of that on the rerun run when I got into the hotel room, that she did an amazing performance. But tweeted her or did a timeline saying it was longer than most long church services. They said it was like 4.5 hours long, the BET Awards. Did you read it?
That's hilarious. That is hilarious.
Did you
they had
hear
a lot going on,
it?
Though.
Yeah, they did. I mean, I don't
they
remember
had a lot
it being
going
this long.
On stage and off stage, they had a lot going on. And also, I heard that Mary J. Blige, I was working it on the road, so I didn't get a chance to catch it, in the moment. But like you say, just reviewing some of the highlights of it, I saw where they say Mary J. Blige, she did her thing. So since, that whole breakup with her ex-husband, it just fueled her whole fire for her fans, because Mary is out there giving it to them. I'm telling you.
Reading him on the stage. she was reading. I caught a glimpse of that too, because on your timeline, people reposting and stuff like that. So I checked it out. Yeah, she read them real good.
right. I heard somebody say that dress she had on, it looked like the beads in your mama hallway back in the 80s and the 70s, back in the 70s and the 80s. You had those beads hanging in the hallway, trying to separate the living room from the kitchen or whatever.
Yes, I do. I know.
They said her dress, that internet is undefeated, I'm telling you. They said her dress looked like the beads in your mama's hallway in the 70s. I was like, oh my God. Yeah, y'all get off there.
Man. So tell us what else you know about. What else is trending? You heard about anything else?
Yeah, you got the Migos throwdown, the little interruption during their interview, and they squaring off, with somebody else. And so everybody was talking about, because the Migos wearing their whole dress code, is very unique and has been, under fire, people were really going in on about, their stance pre-fight, so to speak. It's like, you look like somebody's auntie standing at your uncle that getting ready to go and fuss about somebody better not touch her baby, better not put your hands on my baby, So that little disturbed, that's why I say they have the BT
Awards, they had a lot going on stage as well as off stage. So this particular show definitely got a lot of trending topics that just kind of took flight, and the internet was all over it. But what I want and what I desperately need, Dr. Gina, is I need somebody to find Al Shopton and take his cell phone away, because at first we couldn't get Donald Trump to stay off Twitter, but now we can't get Al Shopton to stop taking these doggone selfies and putting them up on social media. Have you seen some selfies he put up
out
there?
Yes, I have. And listen, the comedian Sunday was saying that he looked like a 7-year-old, like a 47-year-old in a 7-year-old body.
So you got an 80-year-old man face with a 7-year-old body. I was rolling, man.
Yeah, Kevin Simpson. he was getting at it.
I'm like, what is he thinking about? Like, what is the purpose of this picture, Al? What is the purpose of it? I don't understand it. Go
he
sit
done
down
got
somewhere,
so
sir.
Small, A-Train. He's so small. What in the world?
Yeah, but he's been small like that. He's been small like that for a while. Since whatever this little, you know, weight thing he went through, man, and you know, but he's been slim. He's been looking like Sammy Davis Jr. for a while. You know what I mean?
Wow. Sammy Davis Jr. Oh my God.
He got that old school. He's still gonna hang on to that perm, you know, right now. I don't know if he's putting pink rollers in it or not, if he just combed it all the way to the back.
Right,
you know? You remember them pink rollers? You remember
the
pink rollers, girls?
The sponge rollers are the hard ones. You know, it's two different pink ones now.
The sponge.
Yeah, the sponge
ones. The old school kind, yeah.
Oh, so, my God. So, A-Train, when you were doing the show this weekend, because it looked like you guys had so much fun, like, for real. It looked like y'all was just doing, like, what do you call that? The Sammy Davis Jr., as a matter of fact, and all of them from back in the day, the Rat Pack. That's how y'all.
The Rat Pack.
Yeah, y'all like a throwback. You know what I'm saying? The cool dudes in comedy. You know, with the hats and the cigar and all of that, the wingtip shoes and all of that, man.
Listen.
I was checking y'all out, but check this out. So when you was on stage, what was like the funniest thing? I mean, because you know, it's always like a family reunion when you get up on stage, and you know, mm-hmm. Uncle Sam, Uncle Bob is somewhere wearing a plaid shirt. What was the funniest thing that you saw? What was our people doing at the event on one of those shows that you can remember that was the funniest moment?
First of all, Nashville is so weird. It's a great city. Let me just say that. Nashville is an awesome city, and I can actually see myself living there. Nashville is a great city. But the thing about it is, when you're out and about throughout the town, you know, going and just, you know, get something to eat, hanging out downtown, you know, on Church Street, whatever, you can't find no black people whatsoever. But the strangest thing happened at the time of the show. You know, you go out on stage, it's like all these black people. I was like, where have y'all been? Where were y'all hiding throughout the day? You know, so that was kind of funny and interesting to see. And I talked about that from stage a little bit, and they laughed about it. But what was funny was I was one show. I was on stage, and this lady, I don't know what she was doing. I think she was going to her seat, trying to sit down, and she fell. But she didn't just, like, fall. She grabbed everything that... She just grabbed everything. She made such a commotion. The whole club, like, oh, my God. I mean, when this lady, she fell all across the table. She knocked over glasses, dishes, everything. So when that happened, I'm on stage performing, and when it happened, you know, you immediately, as a comedian, you go straight to that. You know what I mean? And when she fell, I was like, all right, ain't no more Obamacare.
Wow.
You on your own. And, oh, my God, the club fell out laughing. You know, it was so freaking funny, man. But, yeah, that was
If you have never been to an A-Train experience, a show, anything, I mean, just anywhere that he's at, follow him. Tell them where they can follow you.
Definitely. They can follow me on Twitter at A-Train Live. I'm also on Facebook under A-Train Live, The Experience. And I'm on Instagram under Do It Again and See What Happens. And I'm also on Facebook under Do It Again and See What Happens. So we had a real, Dr. Gina, listen, when I tell you I had a blast in Nashville performing, Nashville showed us mad love. One time, one show, that Sunday night show, the owner, he was like, man, what in the world is going on out there? Because the laughing was like so big. It was so great. And like, happened
like
so
thunder.
Many times. Yeah. And yeah. The owner told me when I came on stage, he was like, dude, he was like, man, you destroy it out there. You know, and I was like, man, it's a crowd.
Well, that is amazing. So, you got to follow him to keep up. I love Nashville. Shout out to Nashville. But listen, I want you guys, because we got to go, and I wish we could stay on so much longer, and one day we will. I want you to live healthy, live whole, and live in your destiny. We love you so much here on Dr. Gina's Radio Chat. Stay tuned till next Wednesday. Bye-bye.
Dr. Gina's Radio Chat. Live healthy, live whole, living in destiny.